Green Bay Packer football tonight. Coverage starting at 4 o'clock on K107.1 with the pregame. Wayne and Larry will have the call for you at 6. Coverage reaching all throughout the Fox Cities, down to Beaver Dam, over to Sheboygan, over to Appleton, Stevens Point, Princeton. We cover a large area for your Packer football needs here on K107.1. We also are your headquarters to preview the big game each and every week. And to do that, we bring in from CheeseheadTV.com none other than our K107.1 Packer expert, Brian Caravu. Brian, the Packers tonight taking on Cincinnati, and they do that right now with an 0-2 record. Now, again, this is the preseason, and just like you wouldn't panic when the Brewers are maybe 5-20 during spring training, you shouldn't be panicking if the Packers are 0-2 in the preseason. At least that's my train of thought. It looks like I'm in the minority when it comes to most Packer fans. Is an 0-2 preseason record, and let's say they even go 0-3 tonight, should we be worried if the Packers aren't winning in the preseason?
Not really. I think I just read an article the other day about how the Indianapolis Colts and the St. Louis Rams fared in the preseason last year. Now, the Colts and the Rams, if you remember, they had some of the first choices in the NFL draft this past year because they had such a poor record in the regular season. I think they went to combine 7-1 last year in preseason play and then hardly won at all during the regular season. So it really just doesn't even matter. And if I remember correctly, too, remember the undefeated 16-0 season the Patriots had?
Right.
A couple of years ago, I think they went, I'm not even sure if they won in the preseason that year. So it just really goes to show you it doesn't even matter. Ideally, you'd like to see the Packers play better than what they've been doing, especially the starters who will get a chance to play a lot tonight. It really doesn't matter in the whole scheme of things.
You give it up for the fans because, I mean, they're diehards. They want the Packers to win no matter what the circumstances. But then you have to realize, too, Mike McCarthy's, they're not coaching this game like a regular season game. There were instances where he would be going for it on 4th and short when in the regular season he wouldn't, just to extend the drive for the starters so they don't have to come in for another drive. So they're coaching different. He's coaching to get the maximum plays out of everybody that he can so that he and Ted Thompson can do the evaluating that they need to do. However, I think a lot of people, when they see the final score 31-10 or whatever it was last week, you get upset, especially when it's a team that's historically bad like the Browns. But again, it's nice to hear you reassure us that preseason record doesn't matter, because I've been saying it, but I feel like, again, I'm in the minority. So I'm glad that you're on my side on this one, Brian.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, Coach McCarthy went for a 2-point conversion as well last week, you know, when there's no reason to do so. So, that, I mean, totally different perspective and how they approach the preseason games as compared to the regular season.
So the scores may not matter, the results may not matter, but the preseason definitely does matter, especially for some guys who may have their job on the line. One of those guys is the backup quarterback, Graham Harrell, who has been playing whatever adjective you can use for awful you can put in there. I say that when our biggest problem is who's going to back up the NFL MVP, I think that's a pretty good thing. But a lot of people are concerned if Rodgers did have to miss a game, he's had some concussion problems in the past, that there's really nobody capable to back him up. What are your thoughts on Graham Harrell and what he needs to do to make sure that he does have a spot on that 53-man roster?
Yes, Graham Harrell has to play better. Now, you can look back at last week's game and point out 2 interceptions, but one of those interceptions came on a Hail Mary at the end of the half. The other came when his receiver fell down inexplicably at running his route. And so probably those are 2 excusable interceptions there. But still, I do understand that Graham Harrell has not played well. He's completing like 50% of his passes. His passer rating is terrible. He does need to step it up and, you know, just play better than he has the past 2 games. He doesn't have to be Aaron Rodgers, but the Packers just have to show they can trust him. You know, if Aaron Rodgers misses a game or two, they got to trust him that he can, you know, he can win a game or two for him. You know, if Aaron Rodgers is out for a long time, well, that's a different story. The season might be lost anyway,
right.
But, you know, knock on wood. And yeah, Graham Harrell just has to show that they can put trust in him.
Well, there was an article that Rob Reichel did from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, one of those preseason predictions where you predict a 53-man roster, and he says that Graham Harrell won't make the team. The Packers might trade for a backup quarterback. Again, we'll see what happens there. He's also claiming that he doesn't believe James Starks going to make the roster with Cedric Benson coming aboard and Alex Green, his play, Brandon Sane. Is James Starks' job really in jeopardy, Brian?
It could be. I'm not going to go out on a limb and say it is. He's not going to make the team. But, I mean, the fact is James Starks here, he's entering his third season in the NFL. He's not going to play in tonight's game because he's injured. He has a turf toe injury. He's been out as much as he's played throughout his professional career. And going back to college, too, he missed his entire senior season. So he's a guy who just doesn't have a very good injury history, and he's been unreliable for the Packers, and, you know, he's got to show he can stay healthy, and now he's got competition with Cedric Benson in the fold, so it's definitely, he's on the bubble, I would say that.
We'll find out how the other running backs do and the rest of the team as the Packers take on the Bengals tonight. Early start time tonight, coverage starts at 4, and then the kickoff at 6, Packers traveling to Cincinnati. Talking with Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com. Brian, what else do you expect with tonight's game? Usually the third game's when the starters play a little bit longer. What specifically are you watching for tonight?
Yeah, it's nice to watch the starters because they play so sparingly in those first two preseason games. So the first team offense is going to be out there, and you hope when Aaron Rodgers is out there and, you know, he's got a playing behind the first-string offensive line, they can start to put up the numbers like they did a year ago when the offense was so explosive and, you know, just scoring points almost every possession. They'll probably run a no-huddle offense tonight to get prepared for the regular season, so be prepared to see that tonight. Up-tempo, a lot of points scored from the offense. And then on the defensive side, you want to see them play better than they did a year ago when they did so poorly, so see if these new additions to the defense pay off. You know, the rookies like Nick Perry and Jarrell Worthy, can they help this team and can they help out the defense perform better than a year ago?
So obviously we're going to root for the Packers to win tonight. Now granted, in the preseason, wins and losses, not really the big deal, but a lot of jobs on the line tonight, and the Packers with one of the deepest teams in the league, there's going to be a lot of these guys that get cut that latch on somewhere else. So a big moment for a lot of people tonight, and you can hear all of that on K107.1 beginning at 4 o'clock. You can hear Brian Caravu throughout the season here on K107.1. You can also check out his work at CheeseheadTV.com. Brian, we'll talk to you tomorrow to wrap things up, but in the meantime, go Pack, enjoy the game.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.